All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming in here. We meet every year to congratulate, to acknowledge, and to thank the member of the Bears who most helps us do our job and through another difficult season. This is a really important acknowledgement for those of us in the Pro Football Writers of America. And we have some really worthy choices, but as you guys know, we have selected, voted on, Zach Miller, whose consistent professionalism dealing with us, the respect with which he deals with us, the cooperation and consistent availability really sets him apart. Zach, we know that even on that October afternoon, if we had gotten down to you to ask you about catch, no catch, you would have helped us out in that instance. And we're glad that you were able to be here and walk up here to accept this award. So without any further ado, Zach Miller, the 2017 Bears Media Good Guy. Hobble.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. Much congrats. Thanks to you. How can I?
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys, all of you.
Well, cool award for me. You know, like you said, I understand kind of the challenges that come along with all your guys' jobs. Somewhat challenging for me, too, at times when I got to look you guys in the face after a loss and try and answer all those questions. But I appreciate it. You know, you guys have always treated me well and done a great job helping me, you know, share my story for a very long time. So thank you.
Zach, how much have you missed us?
A lot. I mean, any chance I can get up here to see you guys, I'm gonna do it.
Zach, did someone have influence on you in terms of how you deal with the media, or maybe when you were a young player?
No, I think I was exposed to the media a lot through college, just from being the quarterback in that position. I mean, at small school, that's kind of all who they really wanted to talk to at that point. So that kind of helped me get up to speed with dealing with media, and it's just kind of my personality. I like interacting with people, especially you guys. You do a great job. You're an important part of our game to be that liaison from us to the fans and stuff. I know it can get difficult at times, but that's just how it goes.
Do you see yourself becoming a member of the media at some point?
Oh, man. What part of the media? I don't know. I don't know what that consists of. That could be down the line for me. I'm not sure.
Cuddy's done.
He was in. And he was out. I don't know if he'll be back in again. You know, that's something I think he'll be really good at. Just, I know a different personality of Jay Cutler than you guys all know. So, you know, when that point comes and he's up there, I think you guys will all enjoy it as well.
You mentioned it's hard to talk to us after losses. Why do you talk to us after? Because a lot of guys.
Somebody's got to do it. These guys are always pulling me on Monday to come so we can shut down the locker room for you guys, because I can say a lot but give you a little. So you guys might not like that very much. I understand being there to not only give you guys something but give something to our fans when things aren't going the right way. It's way easier after a win. To do that, but it needs to be done. It's an important part of our football game, so that's why I'm doing it.
Even since the last time we talked to you, we saw you walking a little bit. What has the latest milestone been? Mentia, how's it felt?
That didn't feel that good, okay. But it did feel good. That's just something I'm working on, throughout the rehab, trying to get stronger, build some stuff up before we go in and do that last one. Doing that and then a little bit there. I'm doing it every day, just kind of work on it. It's not where I'm not walking around the city doing things and of that nature, but I'm just working on the strength and still trying to build things up around my knee. So once I do get that last procedure done, I have strength built up around it, so it'll help make the rehab a little bit easier for me.
Just to take those few steps, what was that moment like? How amazing was it?
Yeah. And it wasn't like that wasn't planned out. It was just they were there. And one of the things I need to do before I go get that last surgery is to be able to start walking and build that strength up. So I wanted to start it so I can get this thing over with. But it was big just to do it, because we all know the way that it could have went. So to be able to be on my feet and take a couple steps, whether they're half steps and I'm limping, at least my foot's on the ground and I'm able to do that.
How about being around outside? I don't think it's different, but the sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
You have being in the gym, you know, how you guys.
It's awesome. Just being, like you said, the normal stuff that you kind of take, even daily stuff, being able to drive here, get in and out of the shower, things that was hard for me to do when I had that bar stuck on my leg. So the more that I can do, bring me back to a little bit of normal life for me is certainly good.
Did you watch the end of the Steelers game on Sunday?
I did.
Do you have any words for Jesse James?
I feel for you, brother. I don't know where this is going or where it's already been. I feel like we need to probably bring in a little bit of common sense to this thing. So, you know, the Bleacher Report cartoon that they put out of mine a couple weeks ago, where they pulled 100 guys at the bar to see if it was a touchdown or not, I think that's kind of your best bet, because you get some common sense pulled in there. But if I'm looking back on it, I think he's got a touchdown.
What would be your recommendation, just to simplify the language? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what the language is at this point. And I don't think a lot of people, I don't even know if rulemakers know what the language is. But, you know, they have it there and it's in place, and I think they're trying to follow it as closely as they can. I just don't know if it's what it needs to be.
People that reach out to you, did anyone from the league ever reach out to you about why it was not?
No, I haven't spoke to anybody as far as, you know, their ruling. I'm sure they don't care.
Did you see Alberto Riveron's video that he put out?
For mine?
Yeah.
No. I didn't see that. I saw his for Jesse's in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I mean, first of all, it's hard to listen to the monotone talk. That's not for me to hear. But give me my touchdown back, and maybe I'll listen to his tapes. But I haven't heard mine. Nah, I could walk him through it. How it really happened. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.